Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you so much. He wants to change your life, make your life brand new. Yes, the Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio doing our prison ministry broadcast, which is part of our work. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew doing the teaching of the end times. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this teaching message. Those of you that's in the free world, amen, call, amen, neighbor and a friend. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about how that false Christ will arise. It is going to tell you, if you be in the desert, don't you go over there. In the secret chambers, don't you go there. They will make great signs and wonders. If it were possible, it will fool the very elect. The very elect of God are those that are saved, sanctified through the blood. The names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And they are baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. I'm telling you, living a life with victory and power over the devil. Got the devil on their feet. That's the very elect of God. But the lukewarm Christians, I call them the ones that got a touch of God. They're the ones that won't be able to stand. And they're the ones that's hollering about trying to pull Jesus out the sky. They just want the, amen, the rapture to happen so quickly, so bad, because it's getting tough down here, and they don't want to go through the great tribulation. And our church world is so confused because it's got some people, they teaching that the church will go to part of the great tribulation. And then you got some teaching that you'll be raptured before the great tribulation. Then you got some people teaching that Jesus is going to come two times. Go come, amen, to take the church away. Then go come again. People are confused. They are confused. But I'm here to do this teaching to let you know. Believe what Jesus said here in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew. Amen. Stop believing what these theologians are all telling you. And believe what this Bible says. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's go back to the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Start reading at verse number 26. What Jesus said?
Wherefore, if they should say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not.
Amen. Don't you believe that? Amen. Because some people think, amen, praise God, if you don't do that, something wrong with you. Amen. But I'm going to believe what Jesus said. I'm not going to run over there. Amen. What is that?
For as the lightning cometh out of the calf, east, and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Amen. Just like the lightning come in the east, and come, that means he's going to come in a flash. You hear me? And I'm telling you, amen, when you got the Spirit of God in your soul, you're going to be, like, talking about rapture, the Lord going to snatch you away. Amen. And I'm telling you, I want to be snatched away. Look at Enoch, how Enoch, amen, was translated. And I'm telling you, that's how God do his people. He, amen, he snatch them away. Amen. When you get full of the Holy Ghost, the Lord will take you away when it's time to go. That's why, amen, I don't get caught up in all this stuff, trying to pull Jesus out the sky and all of that, running over there in the desert looking for him. I don't have to do all that, because when you're ready and full of the Holy Ghost and that with fire, you're, amen, just like the lightning come from the east and go to the west, I'm telling you, the power of God will grab you when time comes and take you away. Just like Enoch was translated. That's in that Bible. He was translated because he walked with God. And I'm telling you, amen, the power of God will grab you and take you away. I'm telling you, that's why I'm going to live holy myself. I'm going to be walking in the word of God. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. Because I'm telling you, I want to be caught up. You heard me? Rapture means caught up. Be caught up, amen, when the Lord comes. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Jesus let you know that's how it's going to work. Amen. People, amen, so busy trying to pull him from the sky. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagle be gathered together.
Where is the carcass is, there, and you know how that's how the buzzards do. They run over there, amen, where it is. And I'm telling you, when you got the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Ghost is going to grab you. You heard me? Amen, because the Holy Ghost is going back to heaven. That's why it's important to get the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost comes from heaven and is going back to heaven. And when you got the Spirit, it be like a magnet. It will pull you. You heard me? And it will pull you up. Glory to God. But if you don't have the Spirit, you're going down. And I mean down. Down that, amen, dark tunnel. Down that place, amen, where the rich man went to. Amen. But I'm telling you, praise our God, when you got the Spirit, it'll pull you up. Glory to God. And you go up. Amen. Flying, amen. Riding the chariot, speaking in tongues, going to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Amen. I'm telling you, praise our God. Then the world going to be horrified. Amen. The Antichrist and all them be horrified. But I'm telling you, amen, I'm going to be, amen, looking up, amen, being ready to be snatched away. You heard me? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you. What is that?
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth moan. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. With power and great glory.
I'm telling you, amen, he be coming with power and great glory. And amen, I'm going to be caught up, amen. That's amen, when the Lord come, amen, I'll be caught up to there. Praise our God. Amen, going to be with Jesus. Hanamahanda, hinamahaya, hinamasikanda, hinamataya. What glory to God. Praise our God. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Amen. That's the Jesus I'm looking for. Amen. When he come to gather up the, amen, gather up the his people from the, amen, from the east, from the west, from the north and the south. Amen. Gather them up. Amen. To go on up to be with glory. Amen. That's why I preach. Be saved. Be sanctified. Be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Amen. Have it on the inside, because you're going to need it. You heard me? You're going to need it. Amen. Because when the angels come, amen, they're going to be pulling the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, if you got the Holy Ghost, it'd be like a magnet. It'll pull you up. Amen. Glory to God. That's where rapture comes from. It pulls you up. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise God. And can't nobody do nothing about it. Antichrist can't do nothing about it. Amen. Those, amen, demon-possessed people cannot do nothing about it. The homosexual can't do nothing about it. The lesbian can't do nothing about it. I'm telling you, praise our God. The policeman can't do nothing about it. I'm telling you, you'll be caught up, praise our God. Amen. You'll be caught up, praise the Lord. Amen. What is that?
Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that the summer is night.
Amen. You still know.
It's
amen.
Not.
It's not. You know, amen, when, amen, the fig tree, when the lindens, when the branch got leaves and all that, amen, praise God, and all of that, you know it's springtime, you know the summer coming. Amen. What is that?
So likewise, ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door.
Amen. Let you know the Lord is coming. You hear me? That's why I'm preaching. Amen. Get a rock bottom salvation. Because, amen, Jesus is coming. I'm telling you, he's coming, y'all. He's coming. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I'm telling you, he's coming. Praise our God. Get it, amen. Get it, amen. Stop playing church. It's time to be real for God. Be real for God. You hear me? Praise the Lord. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, deafness of the ears, Lord, eye disease, whatever it is. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, amen, drive out that arthritis. Lord, that bursitis, whatever it is, drive it out in Jesus' name. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. Praise our God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The Lord is so good, and he is so merciful. I think about an old song we just sang years ago, said, get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train because the evening train may be too late. We want to be able to get ready now while we're in our sound mind and able to hear the word of God. We don't want to be too late. That's why Elder Holmes is preaching the way he's preaching now, to be ready when Jesus comes. Those that are behind prison bars, Elder Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. I often say if he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. Believe that there is nothing too hard for God to do. He can make you free and give you peace. Those that are in the free world, think of your prayer and support of our ministry. The Lord also can have set you free. He has a plan for you to prosper also too. Just give your life fully to him. Remember that God loved with the everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is a God that will not lie. He can save, deliver, and set free. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We'll get back into the jails and prisons because they are very slow since the coronavirus to open up, and we're gradually getting in, trying to get into it. And we go through a lot of paperwork and a lot of checks, and that's part of prison ministry, all the paperwork you got to do. So therefore, pray for us that the Lord will open up doors, that we'll get into jails and prisons no more. Amen. To the next broadcast, Chaplain William on, along with one of the companion missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.